way out? I lied because I wanted you to stay. Half-truths, whole drinks. Listener submission special with Gilbert Benardis, the self-proclaimed connoisseur, Del Gilbert. You're a fraud and I want my goat back. Now picture this. We're at a tavern table reading from a messy stack of letters with a mug in hand. Well, not a mug. And hey, whatever. Maybe it is a mug. Anyway. Alright. You lovely angry bunch, it's time for some listener mail. Apparently, my misadventures have consequences. Who knew? Right now. Letter one. You're a fraud. Well, I always read it as you're a friend. This is from Enchanter Thalmic Bergera. Enchanter Thalmic? Who lives in Bergera. See if I can, get their voice right. You borrowed 3 silver, a charm ring, and my trust. You returned none of them. Also, the ring doesn't work anymore. It explodes. Kindly explain. Well, Thalmic, my dear. The ring exploded because of your trust. That's what we call enchantment synergy. You're welcome. Letter 2. I want my goat back. Signed, It Knows What It Did. You returned the wrong goat. The one you left bites and plays dice. My original goat was afraid of mirrors. Fix this. Right. Well, first of all, you're welcome. Second, if the new goat is winning at dice, I recommend keeping him. Letter 3. Did we kiss, or did I imagine that? Maybe that's from Brewy. There was wine, there were candles, there was a moment. You said you'd write, you didn't. So now I'm writing instead. I remember the wine. I remember the moment. I forgot the letter, but I never forgot you. To everyone who's written in, I hear you, I appreciate you, and I will absolutely pretend to respond more often. Alright, let's see if we can get to some more letters. Letter 4. I wasn't the bard you thought I was. Or Lurin of Velkrin. You introduced me on stage as a legendary harpist. I play flute. Badly. Look, Lurin. I didn't say what kind of legend. Now people remember you, right? You're welcome. Fame is just public confusion. Letter 5. You sold me a map of to my old basement from R. Thornweep. You told me it led to treasure. It led to my laundry. Well, you ever hear of money laundering? Coin laundering? That's treasure, isn't it? And what's one man's trash but another one's treasure? Perhaps, you know, you didn't step up to the game. And you... Did you not find your favorite cloak down there? Broom? Treasure. It's all about perspective. You're welcome. Letter 6. Stop sending me bottles with notes inside. K. You don't sign them. Or just said... Was this real? Another had a drawing of a goat. K. That one wasn't for you. That was meant for a river spirit with very mixed feelings about our breakup. But hey, if you read it, maybe the note was for you after all. I mean, didn't someone once say, or a wise once say, or, you know, that, If something is meant for you, then all you have to do is be you to receive it. You got the letter, didn't you? Okay, letter 7. You bet me I couldn't fall in love with you. I did. You won. It's unsigned. Huh. And written, smudged in ink, corner torn. You said I wouldn't. I did. You didn't. Well, that's the thing about bets. Sometimes both people lose. Okay. Now, everyone writing in, I hear you. I don't always remember you, but I hear you. And to the ones who send me letters I never open, those are the ones I read the most. Half-truths, whole drinks, and a love letter doesn't need a name if it finds the right heart. Speaking of letters, shall we get into the dramatic reading of the IOU ledger? Nah, maybe we should save that for another time. Speaking of IOU, somebody owes me a beer. Half droops, whole drinks, and my drink is at half. So how do we get to whole?